campus and online. Online. This is URN.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for.
We're live in the Den and it's Elections Resort Night 2014.
I'm joined right now with Dan from London Grammar, who I've literally tracked down from the main stage of No Tomorrow.
It's 35,000 students who are saying no to page three, which I hope will feed into the national campaign.
Are you watching Clifton Campus? Are you watching Spanky Van Dykes? Are you watching Trent SU? Your boys are taking a hell of a beating here.
On campus
and online,
this
is URN.
Your number one week one source.
The Move-In Show. The Move-In Show.
A-levels in the bag, car packed to the brim, and parents on the brink of tears. It's move-in day and university life is waiting for you. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
But suddenly you realise no one knows your hilarious nickname, the Bantasaurus Rex. You forgot Mr. Snuggles. And worst of all, your friends think that you're going to Trent.
You cannot be serious!
But fear not, because URN is here to guide you every step of the way. Over the next 6 hours, we've got guests, games and the soundtrack to your week one. Our Purple Army are already out and about, ready and waiting to help you unpack and greet you with a smile.
So put on that onesie, crack out the fluorescent paint and prepare for a week that you will never forget.
We've got Ewan on the phone.
I've just arrived today. I've just put my stuff in my room.
What hall are you in?
I'm in Lentonhurst.
What? Lentonhurst? I don't think that exists, Ewan. Ellie from McWilliam, our SU president. Where is Lentonhurst?
I have absolutely no idea.
This is what it feels like.
Week one on URN.
Good evening, you're listening to The Freshest on URN. We're getting you ready for the biggest night out of your Freshers Week. It's Friday, it's a silent disco, and our URN DJs are going head to head all night long.
I believe we have Mr. Will Jowett out at Pole Dancing Society. Are you there, Will?
No, you're wrong. I've gone the opposite way. I'm with Scouts and Guides. You don't do pole dancing, do you?
No, I'm not my type.
This is what it feels like.
Good afternoon, Jess and Liz.
Hi.
How's it? You thought you'd just pop over for a subtle chat, didn't you? And now you're live on the student radio station.
Yeah.
How's your freshers been? Most importantly, you've been good?
I think you can tell by the croakiness of my voice.
It's been a hard week.
Summer on URN.
From 12, remote control with Jemima Rathbone.
Send me a request in, I'd love to play anything that helps you revise.
From 10, the morning show with Cameron and Frankie.
I once dressed up as Jabba the Hutt for Halloween when I was about 16. It took me 3 weeks. You get it, because I'm a rather large gentleman.
And now,
wake up with Jess and Liz.
What we've done is we've turned contemporary song lyrics into Old English.
If thou be'st fond of it, thou shouldst adorn it with thy golden hoop.
What do you think it is?
If you like it, then you should have put a ring.
Oh, got it!
Essentially, what's going to happen is me and Ben are going to rap two of Mary Berry's favourite recipes to the tune of Coolio's Gangster's Paradise, because it's inspired by Coolio baking a peach cobbler the other day for some students in Preston.
For the base, melt the butter in a small pan. Remove from the heat and stir in a crushed biscuit. Yeah, mix well and spread the mixture over the base and sides of a 2-3 centimeter 9-inch.
I'm Kieran's grandma, and this week I'm going to be reading the tweets of people who have been dumped.
Oh, we've all been there.
Yeah. I broke up with my high school girlfriend by using an Excel chart to illustrate the downward trend of our relationship.
Oh, my Lord.
The person going to No Tomorrow Festival with a ticket for their friend is Georgia Edwards. Yes, Georgia!
I'm Indiana.
I'm Dan from London Grammar.
You're listening to URN at No Tomorrow.
They filmed Batman here.
I heard.
Who would be Batman, who would be Robin, and who would be Alfred the butler out of London Grammar?
Well, I mean, I'd be Alfred, no doubt about it. Hannah would be Batman, I suppose, because she's the boss. And Dot's Robin, because he's a bit of a punker.
We love London Grammar!
That's me!
Defend it!
I love URN!
Just tuning in now and wondering why I'm sound slightly out of breath. I'm running a 10K, all for charity, live on air. Oh, there's a postman here. Got any words of wisdom?
Best of luck.
Thank you very much, Mr. Postman, and thank you even more if you're donating. Well, there's a few places I'd rather be right now, and here's Clean Bandit's latest single on URN.
When I am with you, there's no place I'd rather be.
If you like Clean Bandit,
hit, chart-topping Rather Be, then why not check out The Magician Remix on Beatwave, Wednesday night, 7 p.m.
URN After.
Bringing you specialist music from 7 p.m. till 3 a.m. every day of the week. The official pre-ocean show.
Show us what you got when the motherfucking beat drops.
Good evening and welcome to the official pre-ocean show. It's Friday night, it's 5 minutes past seven. And this is where it's at. Kicking off your weekend on University Radio Nottingham. Here with you for the next 2 hours.
Subfocus.
Given you released your first album on Ram Records, what prompted you into the slight sort of style change of late, which has seen you sort of have really great success in the charts?
I was aware that my last record was quite a club album, so I kind of wanted to make this one more varied.
We have the first ever edition of the Afrobeats Takeover, and we've got Don Awan coming onto the show, and he's going to be talking about, you know, some of the stuff he does. There's a party coming up called Heat.
With us, we have Dan from Common Ground and Treebit.
Who's that kid? That's what they do say. I'm the illest rapper coming from the UK.
Now, early in the week, some of the URN music team caught up with Leicester's very own Martin Luke Brown, and here he is right now.
Hi, I'm Martin Luke Brown, you're listening to URN.
So you feel nostalgia with the kid you used to be, still be proud of ya.
And that was the amazing Warsaw Concerto, requested in by KP. And that concerto was written by Richard Ansell for the 1941 film The Dangerous Moonlight. But now for our next piece for tonight, it's requested in from Kirsty. And she's asked for the Passacaglia for violin and viola by Johan Halvorsen.
Moonlighters Big Band, live from the Den.
You are listening to University Radio Nottingham. We're live at the Moonlighters gig here at the Den on campus. We've just had a first couple of songs in this first set, and if this is how it's going to go, then tonight is going to be great.
We've had a text in saying, I'm so gutted that I've missed this. When are they playing again? It sounded absolutely amazing over the radio, so goodness knows what it sounds like live.
Society Rules by Ben Hollands.
What's your band called?
Work in Progress.
That's cool, I suppose.
No, it's literally a work in progress.
Right now, we're thinking either gentleman nose job or hot sick.
Good evening, welcome to another edition of Your Own Full Time Whistle. And you are in here, we're all very commercial, so we need to go to the ad break right now.
Howe, French footballers of Newcastle. Welcome to the tune. We've gone and got you some Geordie phrases to get yourself stuck into it, man. Whether you're from
Baker,
Grove,
Baker,
Grove,
Howie, Sean,
or South Shields, we're here for you. Here are some handy phrases.
Hello, how are you?
Bonjour, ça va? I'll read, y'all read.
We really do live in an incredible world.
For millennia, every corner of the human race has been trying to answer the toughest question we've ever asked ourselves. Who are we? Where do we come from? And how did we get here?
For the next 3 weeks, The Science Show will tell you the remarkable story of the past 13.8 billion years. We will take you on a vast adventure from the very first moments of the universe to the origins of life on Earth.
We are The Science Show, and this is a brief history of you.
This is URN, The Pulse.
Hello and welcome to a special Pulse investigation into students' experiences of studying abroad. Over the next hour, we'll be looking into some of the shocking stories of Nottingham students studying and working abroad and how the university ensures their safety.
This guy came on his bike behind us, skidded between us, and he pulled out a massive machete on us. All I could really see in this dark, rainy weather was my friend getting attacked when I thought she was being murdered in the street. We came with a student-run association, but quite frankly, the level of support that we've had is absolutely shocking.
Revenge porn is an issue that occurred to a friend of mine at university. She broke up with a boyfriend, and we signed onto Facebook one day to find that sort of 21 naked photos had made it onto Facebook. After that, however, a couple of days later, it seemed that it had been put onto a revenge website called myex.com, and from there it had reached 30,000 views by the time we managed to get it taken down.
Why do you think that this is an issue for students?
I think because students are a lot more accessible when it comes to sort of internet media. And I think students are very open-minded to discussion about this. When I've tried to talk to the older generations, there's a bit of a taboo of just like, what, people take naked photos? It's like, well, yes, they do, and they do share them. And it might not be that they're actually in a relationship with them.
A University of Nottingham lecturer has labelled several of his students as semi-literate and idiots on his public Facebook profile. Tony Fisher, who is an English lecturer, has also made references to students' essays.
If his profile was private, then it wouldn't be an issue, and I don't think he would have ever posted anything about any of the students' work if he thought that they could see it.
Good evening, and welcome along to The Big Picture. Today, we're debating the biggest issue on campus, the removal of Page 3 from our university. Joining me today are three members from the Feminist Society who won the motion, and opposite them are students who oppose the ban.
Your motion passed, and I think that's admirable, but immediately we saw people handing out the Sun. There are always going to be people sort of digging in their feet, and people are going, no to censorship. There's that issue to it.
Yeah, but I would rather act than not at all, and I feel like reactionary campaigns need to do their homework. We've done 8 months of work to lead up to this, and for us, I really hope that the Sun is back in our shops in 6 months because Page 3 has been revoked, and I hope that Nottingham has its place in history as helping that campaign.
This is URN Sport.
Is there a bigger issue affecting sport today than LGBT participation? The recent Sochi Olympics would suggest that homophobia within the sporting world is still an international issue. In a URN Sport special, we want to find out if this is the case at our university.
I know even some straight friends who have been maybe intimidated to join a sports team because of environments being fostered which are negative.
John Amici was the first former NBA player to come out as gay.
You have to constantly be vigilant and protect your soul from the offhand comments that you hear, this being gay, that being gay, and worse.
Varsity on URN.
Good evening and welcome to the Capital FM Arena for the biggest and most anticipated event of the 2014 Varsity Series. It's the icebreaker, it's ice hockey. We'll be guiding you through what's going to be the fastest paced and most exciting event on the Varsity calendar.
Unil trying break now with Hiscox on the right-hand side. The step opens to get past Stainfield. Gets it in, cuts it across. We've got it! It's turned in, and that is 1-0 to Unil.
You never saw Robin Hood wearing pink, because green and gold are the colours of Nottingham.
URN, live from the Nottingham Sport Relief Mile.
We're live here in Nottingham. Good afternoon, Nottingham!
Bye.
Sport Relief is usually the type of thing where, you know, you sort of think, oh, this is a great thing to do.
Healthy day.
Charitable. And then you think...
Cake.
Yeah, anyone got any cake?
Trick or treat? Trick? Well, you're actually live on URN.
Yeah, this you are joining us live on the URN's Halloween special.
Good afternoon and welcome to the third annual URN Boat Race, a monumental event to get all the gossip on our competitors. We have got some sporting experts.
Jess and Liz, hashtag jizz on Twitter. Jess, according to Facebook, is a fan of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. If she's able to find entertainment out of watching a man eat a kangaroo's unmentionables on the television, we'll see what she's willing to do to win.
We are live from the Science Quad.
Three, two, one.
Whoa! There is a huge cloud.
It's like I'm walking in heaven.
Hello and welcome along to a very special Pulse live from Sutton Bonington campus. What do the candidates hope to do about lad culture at university?
Can I have a definition, please?
It's not a strict definition. It's a number.
It's hard to answer the question without a definition. I need to know what I'm talking about.
You have no idea what it is?
I have some idea what it is, but as you can see, the definition's so obtuse, it's encompassed all sorts of things from some drinking to also racism, sexism. So I want to know exactly what you're talking about.
Last Sunday, our Under the Radar Festival brought you the best up-and-coming acts Nottingham has to offer.
On the biggest weekend of music in the city, hundreds of you came down to watch at the Chameleon Arts Cafe.
Hi, I'm George Horroyd.
I'm Leah Schnee.
We're One Girl, One Boy.
This is Tom from Three Go Rumba. You're listening to URN.
We're Husky.
Hello, we're Josh and the Cat.
Hi, I'm Alex from Maple Towers.
And you're listening to URN at Under the Radar Festival.
Missed any of it, you can catch the best bits on the URN website.
Your student band on your student radio.
I thought that worked quite well, Charlie. Yeah, it was all right.